Okay, let's get started. Let's get started. No?
I'm just going to let that sit for a while.
And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
Night Cheese with Shubha and Kelly. Shubha is very aggravated right now because even though this is the first time that I've said that you're listening to Night Cheese in this recording session, she's already very upset.
That's so incorrect.
There's no way to know
this
for
is at
sure,
least
but
the
she's been drinking
trying to do the intro.
Barefoot wine from a can, so she's definitely drunk.
It's
so you can't trust anything that she says.
Spritzer.
Oh my god, I've been seeing that you can get wine in cans now though,
right? Yeah, I haven't quite gotten that's the next step.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sad because the pool is very inviting, but there's no one to go to the pool with me right now to do pool time cool time because she was still in Florida. So anyway, Shubha's still in Florida. And this is episode 50 of Night Cheese.
What up?
Wow, we're really old. This is our golden episode.
It really is.
Yeah.
No one has gotten us any gifts in celebration.
I know. Yeah.
It's really...
We should really throw a party. We haven't registered anywhere, though. So that's probably what it is.
Oh, you're right. They didn't. They just didn't know where to begin.
Exactly.
What do you get the people who have everything?
I don't have everything, so I still have quite a long list. I need a backpack to carry Cashew in.
Oh god.
For one. Because I tried to put him in a regular backpack and the result was hilarious, but I don't think that it is tenable.
It's pretty inhumane.
It was pretty funny. I just zipped it up so only his head was poking out.
You just squished him up like a little pencil bag, like it was your first day of school.
He didn't seem to mind it though. He was kind of like, what is this? What's happening? It was pretty cute. So
why do you need a backpack to carry him around in?
Because whenever we go on walks, he is lazy and wants to be carried, and it's tiring to carry him with your arms.
So it's during the walk? It's for when you go on a walk?
Literally, yes.
That's hilarious.
That is the majority of the time I'll use it. Or if I'm going somewhere, like theoretically, that would involve walking. Like if I were to travel with him, it'd be easier to just be able to carry
that
him
makes
sometimes.
Because
he's very lazy. This is episode 50. What are we talking about this episode, Shubha?
We're talking about the Mindy Project. A nice change of pace from Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yes, it is. They're very similar, though, you know.
I mean, yeah, there's so
The epic nature of the show. Yeah.
I mean, the number of white people on the show is the same.
That's a good point. Good point, Soman.
Thank you.
Getting biting in our criticism.
Actually, yeah, I don't agree with any of that criticism. But... Right. I mean, like, when people are like, why is she only dating white guys? Like, no one would ask that if
she has a type. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something wrong with having a type.
So the Mindy Project just finished its fifth season or fourth?
Fifth? Oh, I think it's fourth.
Fourth.
No. Okay. I think they had three seasons on Fox, and I'm pretty sure that their fourth season is when they moved to Hulu. And it has more episodes than a regular season, I feel like. Because usually network shows have like 22 or 24 episodes, but this one had like 25 or 26.
It did?
So, I think so, yeah. Because I kept thinking that the episode I was watching was the finale, and there kept being more episodes. So, I have not been watching the show since the beginning. I kind of started watching it last year, I think. I like binged all of it, and then this is the first time I've been watching it like episode by episode. Was for the fourth season. What about you, Shubha? Did you watch it when it first came out?
I did, and I really liked it. I really liked the first season. Actually, I think I really like the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And then the third season was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Which was the last season. But then it got really good at the end.
The third season is the one where she got with Danny? Or they were already together?
They were already together because the end of the last season is where she broke up with Danny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, for some reason, I was thinking that was, like, in the middle of the current season that we're watching, but that's not the case.
No, it was the end of last season.
Do you think he went to do a movie or something?
Yes, yeah, he's gone to do multiple movies.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that makes so much sense.
And, I mean, okay. This will play into when we talk about this season, but he's only going to be a guest star next season.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it does suck. Because even, like, no matter what they do to him as a character, like, he and Mindy Kaling have such good chemistry. Like, so much better.
They do.
Than everyone else she dates.
Yeah. Except for, well, okay, yeah. Let's talk about all the people that she's dated. In the first season, is that when she dated that pastor? Or was that a different? No, that's when she dated that sports guy.
Josh. I loved him.
I loved him. He was such an asshole. I really liked him.
He had the line, Indianapolis has a jazz festival? Gross.
No, I really like the first and second season, too. And also, the first season had, like, a totally different, like, supporting cast. I don't think Baron Woods was in the first season, or was he? I don't remember.
I think he was, but there are a bunch of people. Okay. Like Anna Camp was in it. Like, she was, you know who that is? She was in
When she had that blonde best friend or whatever.
Yeah, she was in it. There's, like, multiple friends and coworkers. There was a girl from Gossip Girl.
And there's that girl with that awesome accent.
Exactly. I'm glad they got rid of those people because I didn't like them.
I thought they were okay, but they've kept that old lady. Which I don't have a problem with the actress. I think probably the actress is great, but the writing for the old lady character is so terrible. It's never been funny. It's always just been like, ha ha, like, she's old and has a really small life. Like, that's just sad. I don't know.
I do think they've tried to make her into like a Creed from The Office type character.
Yeah, but Creed was
so funny.
Creed was so funny. She's, like, not funny. She just says things to be, I don't know, it just seems sad.
She had a line in a recent episode where, I don't know if it was a police or security or something, and she was like, time to pack up, Beverly. They're coming for you again. Or, like, something random that I was
oh,
that's, like, a Creed line.
I just really like my favorite Creed line. Well, besides when he's writing his blog on that Word document, was when in one episode in The Office, they're all trying to lose weight. And Mindy Kaling's character, Kelly Kapoor, is like, oh, I'm really taking this seriously. I bought a tapeworm from Creed and it's really helping me to lose weight. And it cuts to Creed and he's like, that wasn't a tapeworm. Like, it's so much. I love Creed. I liked Josh. Who was after Josh? Maybe then it was Casey. I liked Casey. I found Casey kind of annoying, but he was okay, I guess.
I think I liked him season. Yeah, I was gonna say I liked him in the initial run, but I didn't like him when they brought him back.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
They, like, tried to weirdify his character somehow.
Yeah.
And then who was after Casey?
She started dating Danny pretty soon into the series.
Oh, no, it was Casey, and then it was, what's his name from It's Always Sunny? It was Dennis from It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah! I love Dennis. And then it was one of the Laurier brothers, right? Didn't she have a brief tryst or something?
Yeah, but I don't think that was real. Because I remember when she got together with Danny, she was with or had just broken up with Dennis from It's Always Sunny.
Because that's right.
They, like, get together on the plane and then they come back and then Dennis is like trying to get her back. And she's like, oh,
you have a very good memory.
I remember that because I really like that episode where they finally get together.
Oh, yeah. I like that episode, too. I think that with the Mindy Project, like, it's always entertaining. Like, I always feel entertained. And I really love Mindy Kaling's character. What's her name in the show? Mindy Lahiri.
Like, yeah, Mindy.
What is her first name though in the show? I love her character. I think that some of the stuff that I've read about it is people didn't like her character because they thought she wasn't likable. And I was like, what are you talking about? I would totally be best friends with her. She's very likable. Maybe that just means that I'm a bad person too, but I don't know.
I think that kind of criticism has died down. I think what I read, yeah. I read something recently that I kind of agreed with, I guess, but I don't know if I noticed it very much while I was actually watching the show. But the whole point of the show so far has been like, she, even though she like has all these crazy romantic whatever's and she's like has a ditzy personality, she's like still good at her job, and then she's like a good doctor. But then when she was pregnant, she like weirdly did not know a lot of normal stuff about pregnancy. Just strange for an OBGYN. I mean, I think it was, they were just jokes. Like, she was just like, I mean, I think the purpose was just for jokes in the episode, but, I read something recently where people were like, why did they decide to make her really stupid while she was pregnant?
Oh, I was not paying attention to that at all. The only thing that sticks out to me about like the medical stuff is that they all the nurses, this is something that like one of the top things that bothers me about the show is the people, the way they write the nurses is that the nurses are all like lovable idiots and they have no idea what's going on. Yeah. It's so insulting to so many people who are nurses who, you know, are very competent to be a nurse. You have to like go through so much education and training. It's just so like,
that's so why? True. I hadn't thought about that.
It's such a like obvious joke too. Like, it just plays into BS stereotypes about like doctors are number one and doctors know best, blah blah blah. Nurses are just the people there that are there to assist the doctors. So, yeah,
that's true.
That I really don't like. That. Even though I do like Morgan's hijinks sometimes, I just like that he has like 100 dogs. Like, that speaks to me. And I like that he has a tattoo that says no more stealing cars around his belly button. And I like when his Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny guest stars on the show because he plays Morgan's cousin.
Yeah. How many people from It's Always Sunny have they had on the show?
Dee hasn't been on. Charlie hasn't been on.
They should have both.
I don't know.
That's really weird because Charlie's like a big star now. He should totally be on that.
Yeah, Danny DeVito has been on the show, so
that would be awesome. But Danny DeVito's wife plays Danny's mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't know that. She's probably taller than him, right?
I assume so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of this season?
I thought it was okay. Like, my favorite characters on the show are Mindy, Danny, and Adam Pally. What was his character's name again?
Steve.
Adam Pally. That's not right.
Mike. Paul.
Nope.
Milo. Nope.
What's his name?
Marcus.
That's not right.
Peter. It's Peter.
Peter. There we go.
Is it Peter?
It is Peter. Yeah. Okay. Good job. You got there.
That's weird because when I was first listing names, I was like, haha, I'm just listing biblical names. If I'd kept going, I would have actually gotten to Peter sooner.
Marcus?
Yeah, like Marcus, the classic, you know.
The problem is I can't call you out because I know nothing about the Bible.
He's in that one really big, important part of the Bible.
Oh, okay, sure. I just knew that he had some, like, generic white person name. So Peter, Danny, and Mindy are my favorite characters, and Peter's not in it anymore. Danny is barely in it. Danny, I think, is, like, the second best written character on the show, just because he's such a grumpy, like, New Yorker
that I just enjoy it so much. Really good.
Yeah, he is really good, and he's really hot, so... and Adam Pally is just so fun, the way he talks. I just love his accent, and I love his cute little face.
I know.
I really liked him in Happy Endings, too. Bring back Happy Endings. Shout out to Shubha for telling me to watch that show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was just sitting here waiting for someone to shout out to me.
To shout you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then those characters aren't really even in it. And then now, like, they didn't build up any of the other characters, which bothers me because I feel like in the first season, Dr. Reed, what's his first name again? Jeremy. He's more of a character. He's kind of like a rake or whatever.
Yeah.
And now he's just like boring and square. And they're all just so boring. I didn't like the Southern guy. Did he come on this season or last season?
I think this season. And I also, first of all, his accent is so distracting. It's terrible. Yeah, it's so bad. I don't get why they decided to get this guy to play a Southern dude.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's super boring.
He is really boring. He's like not entertaining. He's just like creepy. He's like an old man. His character is an old man who sleeps with undergrads. Like,
and slept with his brother's wife. Like, all of his storylines are really weird.
They are really weird. And him and his sister, like, they're just not, I don't know why they're just like, his sister's just like another zany character, and they have enough zany characters. They don't need to add any more. Yeah, I would prefer that they just stick with Morgan and Tamara, who I love, who I feel like they don't give her enough stuff. She was so funny back when she was dating that weird guy. What was his name again?
Rayron. That was one of my favorite things. When Rayron turned out to be white, that was incredible.
Oh my god. Well, I think, unfortunately, Tamara is kind of like the stereotypical sassy black lady, but she's also hilarious. Yeah. I just really liked when she was dating Rayron, and she was like, it's our 5-year anniversary, and it's like the China anniversary, and he like got her a teddy bear stuffed animal, and she's like, and I named it New Car because that's what I really wanted. And I was like, that's the best thing I've ever heard. So one of my favorite lines from the show. I don't know. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the side characters?
Same. I thought this season was, I mean, it wasn't that boring. Like, it was entertaining, but all of the storylines just seemed to go nowhere. Like, as I'm thinking about it now, I don't remember a whole lot of what happened. It was just a lot of random small things that never went anywhere. And the guy who plays Jeremy, like, Jeremy can be funny when he used to be funny. I don't know.
Yeah, he used to be funny. Now he's boring.
Yeah, they could have made him more of a character instead of bringing in rando side characters. And same with Tamara, who's always been hilarious.
And they took the main people, like Danny is not, he was used to be a main person. He's not there anymore. So instead of developing the side characters, they just added new people, which I didn't like.
I guess they had to bring in Jody. I guess they brought him in because they needed like a new main love interest. Yeah, since they knew Danny was going to be off shooting whatever movie.
But they didn't give her a new best friend. Like, Peter was so funny.
I know. I didn't even that episode where she goes to Austin to meet Peter, I was like, this is a weird episode. I mean, he was funny, but I didn't really get the point of that episode either.
Why did he leave the show?
I don't know. Maybe
they should bring him back. He's great.
I think he left because he was doing a pilot for a different show, but I don't know what that show is.
But it didn't get picked up. Okay.
Maybe not. I haven't heard of it, but
I liked that the guy who played Stan in Mad Men was her little bit, few episodes. I just liked seeing him because he's
hot.
I was sad that he didn't have his Stan outfit. Like, he looks really hot when he's dressed as Stan. Yeah, he just looks so hot when he's dressed as Stan. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
70s
That's
Stan
just my type
Stan,
right there.
70s Stan is your type.
Yes, he's just so, I just,
Okay, guys, listen up. Put on your bell bottoms. That's what Kelly's into.
I just like his body type. I don't know. Is that a weird thing to say? I'm like really into his body type.
No, that's fair.
I
liked him too. And then, but again, it was just like, okay, you know, he's gonna be here for a couple episodes, and it's not gonna go anywhere because they're like setting up Jody in the background.
I wish they could have made Jody a wholly different character.
Yeah, just like changed like everything about him.
Like, literally everything about him. Yeah.
But I loved the finale.
Me too. I like the finale. I thought I mean, I didn't like it seemed like a tired trope, like getting stuck in an elevator. I mean, I liked it. It made me feel things, but I was kind of like, couldn't you use a different device?
But the show, I feel like in the first season especially, they like were referencing rom-coms all the time, and the like,
oh, that
setup
true.
Was kind of like a rom-com. Like, she'd be narrating it, like, guys, you never know what New York is gonna bring, you know, like, it was kind of,
oh, that's true, I forgot about that.
It was kind of like buying into that stuff on purpose, it seemed like.
Oh, so she doesn't narrate it anymore, huh?
I know.
I just didn't notice that.
I thought this was cool because it kind of returned to that. Like, there are all these flashbacks, and there were flashbacks of stuff that we hadn't seen before. And there was all this dramatic music playing all the time, and I was like, every episode should be like this. It was like a 40-minute rom-com, or however long it was.
I did like this one. I like the last season finale. It made me cry. That one was really good.
The one where she goes back to where they
show how they first met, and how he showed her how to measure a room, and then she moved back to her apartment. Oh, just thinking about it is making me misty-eyed. So that was a really good episode. This one was good too. I was kind of like, geez, what's gonna happen? He's getting married to that boring nurse. God.
Okay, yeah. So he's engaged to this lady, and he doesn't tell Mindy. And then they like hook up in the elevator, and then she says, "I love
you,"
and he says, "I love you." And then she goes inside, and then his wedding invitation is on the table. I was like yelling at my computer.
Yeah. Well, another weird thing is that Jody bought her a condo. That's like a multi-million dollar thing. That's so unrealistic.
I hope.
Well, I mean, I don't need the show to be realistic. It's just such a weird. It's like too much.
I hope they're not delve even dating into that more next season. Like how bizarre it was for him to do that.
That's like not normal, especially because everyone knows how expensive things are in New York. Yeah.
I think they bring it up once. He says it once, and his sister's like, "You bought it," and he's like, "Yeah, that's a normal thing to do." And she's like, "No, it's not."
Oh my god!
Yeah, I think hopefully next season, Mindy. Maybe that can be a plot point. Mindy's like, "You're a psychopath. Why did you buy me this apartment?"
Yes. As we all know, real estate in Manhattan is like check-in at an Italian airport. There are no rules. So that's from 30 Rock, which is a show that you really like.
I've never heard of that.
I really like that line. And then later in the episode, it's about actually Liz Lemon wanting to buy like the upstairs apartment and then later in the episode Jenna is like, Manhattan real estate is like check-in at an Italian sex party. No rules.
I recently rewatched one of the episodes from season 2, I think, where Liz is dating the super young coffee guy.
There's this
hot guy who's delivering coffee, and then Frank thinks his name is Jamie.
He's like,
and
her
Frank
boy
thinks
toy
that he's like gay for Jamie, and everyone's like, "You can't be gay for just one person." And he's like, "No, I'm just gay for Jamie."
Oh my god.
Anyway, so then Liz is dating this guy, and they like go to this art gallery, and they run into Jack, and Jack is like, "Oh, where did you guys meet? Amber Alert."
That's a good line.
I just replayed that one line like 12 times.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
Maybe I'll watch that when we're done with this. Anyway, yes, so I thought most of the season was forgettable, but I thought they did a really, really, really good job on the finale. Like, it was just kind of, I feel like they tried to make it kind of cinematic.
I liked the finale. I thought it would like kind of came out of left field, but I liked it.
Yeah, it did kind of come out of left field.
My problem with the show is that I just have like really high, I just feel like it could be so much better than it is.
Yeah.
But I still really like Mindy Lahiri is just a great character. So I'll keep watching, even though if Danny's not going to be on it anymore, that's sad. Cause he's like the second best character. And no one has elevated to that level. It's like Mindy, and then all the other characters are garbage.
Yeah. There's no good substitute. Yeah.
Except Neo was on an episode.
What?
When she was dating that one, the guy who was like, that took her to like the Hamilton knockoff show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was Neo.
What?
I don't know anything about Neo, but I'm pretty sure it was him. Let me look it up.
I'm pretty sure I don't know what Neo looks like.
I don't know anything about him. Everything I know about him comes from Chris Fan.
And Neo did that one. He did a song for a Hindi movie.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, we can make that the intro to this episode.
Wait, yes. Okay, he is in an episode.
Really?
Yeah.
So who...
Let me see.
Did he play himself?
No, he played that guy.
That guy was Neo?
Yeah. The guy was like... Okay, I'm reading now. Is that from the episode when Casey comes back and he has, like, these friends that don't like her?
Right, right.
And he's one of the friends and he's, like, knows, you know, he's really cool and he goes to all the coolest places and he makes her, like...
That's,
you know,
who I'm Neo?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that funny?
This is a revelation. Wait, what does Neo look like? Now I've totally forgotten.
He looks like the guy that he played on
the
show.
Well, now I have to look up Neo.
Yeah.
Neo. So. Is there a dash? Nidashio?
I don't think so. I think it's Nispacio.
Oh, no, it is Nidashio. I cannot believe that's Neo.
Yeah, so...
I guess I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah, you should Google image search him.
Does he have a hat in every photo?
Okay, he does have a hat in every photo.
Kelly found a photo of him with an emoji hat. You know,
yeah, the reason why we're saying this to our listeners is Shippa's recording stopped, and now we're reenacting what you missed while the recording stopped. So
please just
Google image search Neo.
You'll not be disappointed.
You will not. He's wearing a hat in every single photo, even the one where he's not really wearing a hat, but someone added an emoji hat. So... Okay, moving on. What else is there to say about the show? Oh, I forgot to ask you how you feel about it since you're Indian.
Oh, yeah.
Can you speak for the Indian community?
Yes, I can. I like the episode where she tries to date that Indian guy. And she's like...
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
And she got that hair thing done to her baby.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of... messed up. Her baby seemed to hate that because her baby hated it.
But you, as an Indian, don't you think that it's important?
No, I didn't.
End of sentence.
I didn't do that.
You didn't?
First of all, it's not as an Indian, it's as a Hindu.
Okay. As a Hindu, don't you think it's important?
I happen not to be Hindu, but...
Oh, right. Okay. But you, if you were a Hindu, would you want to do that?
No. No. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, actually, you're not the best person to talk to about this because you're not Hindu, so...
Yeah. Yeah. But... no, but I like that episode... because I like that they address the issue of like not being Indian enough or being too Indian. I mean, this applies to people.
Oh, that's really stupid. It's funny because
of all races, not just Indian people.
Discussion that people had at Rice University that I found extremely irritating the 100th time I listened to it.
It's not like there's like one way that you should like perform your race. I don't know.
There's no user manual.
So I like that they address that. Like, she can be herself and that's fine, and other people can be themselves and that's fine. I think it's great. It's also because she says it's not like she's like expressly avoiding Indian people. She just doesn't have any like, that's fine.
So I'm glad don't hold that against her.
I'm glad that they brought that up.
They also, I know in the past there was some criticism about her only dating white guys, which I don't remember if we already talked about it, but she, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't think
there's diversity on the show.
They only bring it up because she's not white.
Like, I know. Oh, my God.
On any other TV show, white people date other white people and no one is like upset. I mean, no one is upset about
it. It's really stupid.
Or I mean, maybe they are in some rare cases, but I think for the most part, they're not. And her response to that was like, I'm the first Indian woman to be the showrunner and creator of my own TV show. Like, you don't have to pick apart the race of every single person that's cast on the
show. I like that one of her responses was like, I can't look too much into the, like, TV critics and what they're saying because I'm too busy writing, directing, and starring in my own show.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, bossing up Mindy Kaling. Yeah, another problem that I have with some detractors of the show who are exclusively straight men, they say, it's not believable because there's no way Mindy Kaling could get with the guys that she gets with, like, because of an attractability issue or
that's
attractiveness
crazy.
Issue, which is so sexist. It's so, it like bothers me to my core because every single schlubby looking white dude or any dude of any race in like every show or movie could just get with the hottest, like, Salma Hayek type people. And it's
exactly.
just so, no one is like, I don't believe that. That's not, that wouldn't happen.
Exactly. It's like on Girls when Lena Dunham had that one episode with Patrick Wilson and people
yes,
were
that guy's hot.
Outraged. Yeah, that's super
well,
sexist.
Well, it's just so like, I feel like when you say something like that, it makes you look really bad, and it's not like the person that you're criticizing is not, it's like a non-issue.
Yeah,
it just is a way
yeah.
to make yourself look bad. So yeah, oh, Cashew's stretching out, he's so sleepy. But anyway, so my criticisms of the show are that it, like, the side characters are annoying. That's
yeah.
my main one. And they don't use the side characters that they already have, or they should develop them more. But other than that, the plot lines are usually, I'm usually entertained by it. So
I feel like I usually like her plot lines. And
yeah, I don't like the side plot lines usually. I usually forget that there are any.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm excited for season 5. I'm very excited to see what happens when she sees the wedding invitation.
Yeah, me too.
My God.
I hope that she gets really angry.
Of course she will.
Angry,
yeah.
Mindy. Okay, good. Not just like sad. Sad Mindy is not as
no,
fun.
She's yeah. I assume she's going to be super pissed off at him for lying to her
and sleeping with her. That's fucking gross. Jeez.
Yeah.
This is like Don Draper, yeah. Betty Draper. This is like 2016. So, anyway.
Yeah, it was okay when Don Draper did it, guys.
Well, and Betty, she was already married, but
I know.
Yeah.
They
just had a lot of sexual chemistry, I think.
Yeah.
Not a lot of chemistry in other areas, but
oh,
yeah.
I miss Mad Men. Go
Me
watch
too.
A Stan heavy episode.
I started watching, well, I was going to say, my brother and I started watching that show The Night Of on HBO.
Oh,
good? It's like a mini series. It is good. And the main guy is super hot. And I think he's Indian or Pakistani, South Asian.
Yeah, I've seen him in
He has like
movie.
Really big, beautiful eyes. He was in Four Lions, too.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, he's very,
yeah, he's
very hot. but yeah, it's good. It's like a serial type thing. It's
so
like,
he's an accused or convicted.
Yeah, he's accused of murdering someone, and you don't really know what happened. So it is actually very similar to Serial, since they're both South Asian Muslim men.
It's on HBO.
Yeah.
Oh, I should watch that.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe,
and because then once we watch all the episodes, then Kyle can come back and give his lovely insights.
And I haven't finished watching Veep.
Oh, it's so good. Well, the last episode, actually, the finale kind of confused me. But okay. the episode, okay. the penultimate episode is the one where, you know, like, Catherine has been, like, shooting her little video or whatever the whole time. Her, like, little documentary.
Oh, I watched the penultimate one, yeah.
It's so funny. I liked it so much. Oh, my God. Kissing your
Catherine
sister.
Catherine character is incredible. Yeah.
I know. Oh my God. That was really funny when I also like the one where they go to Camp David and they think that she and her mom are like having an incestuous relationship.
That Finnish lady is awesome.
I know. She's so good. And I also like when Mike gets his like Chinese adoption baby who's like 6 years old and he carries her around in one of those front babies.
Is that
carriers.
In the finale?
Oh, maybe it is. Okay, well, that's kind of a spoiler, but that doesn't really matter. Anyway, so but the next thing that we're going to talk about in our next episode will be what Pretty Little Liars. Pretty Little Podcast.
Oh, we haven't done a Pretty Little Podcast?
In a while, yeah.
Oh, we just talked about doing it. Yes, we definitely should do a Pretty Little Podcast. I just watched the latest episode last night, and it was very scary. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. It was good. I know that we've already done a Pretty Little Podcast, so we're probably going to cover a lot of the same ground that we covered in the first one, but it's probably okay.
It'll be fine.
It's just a great show.
There's a lot of analysis to be done.
Yeah. what was I going to say? I don't know what else there is after that.
We'll just go where the wind takes us.
Okay, that sounds good to me. any All closing right. thoughts on Mindy Project?
TNP?
Life in Florida? Have you seen any alligators?
No, not yet, luckily.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Has anyone used an alligator as currency that you know of?
Not that I know of, but I assume it's happening all around me.
It should, yeah. If I know anything about Florida, it's that people think that alligators are currency there.
They toss them through a drive-thru window.
It's like every fifth tweet from Florida Man has something to do with someone thinking that an alligator is currency. So, yeah. Okay. How's Twitter going, social media manager?
Ugh, momager. So good. We have just been we'll talk about it offline.
Did you read the email that I forwarded you from iTunes?
Oh, I don't have email. I'm sorry.
Okay. I hate you. Okay. Well, that is our episode. Go us for reaching 5-0.
Yes, 5-0.
The detractors, they all said that we couldn't do it, but here we are.
So many people have told us. I know. Stop making your podcast.
Stop doing it.
But they couldn't stop us, could they?
No, they couldn't. It's a real story of triumph over adversity. So,
yes. I want to say shout out to Kelly for my microphone. Since I've been in the peninsula of Florida.
Is that what they call it? The peninsula?
No one does. But
okay.
I just decided to call it that. My voice sounded very beautiful and melodious to you because Kelly got me a to-go microphone.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yay.
Set it up on my
We're keeping it profesh. Yeah.
It's super profesh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, this has been our episode. Do you have any sponsors?
Yes. Oh my god. You guys so excited. Are not gonna believe it. Our sponsor this week is this cool company called Bitchbox.
What's Bitchbox?
It's a curated service that provides curated gifts for curated bitches.
Yeah,
we are going to be sending a box to you soon if you're interested, which you are. What is in this week's bitch box, Kelly?
This week's bitch box has a printout of one of our favorite Instagram accounts, just like their 100 most recent posts, just like printed. It'll be printed in color, probably.
What kind of stuff can we expect to see?
You can expect to see a lot of inspirational quotes, a lot of duck face selfies, and just, you know, general things to inspire you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether you're chilling or no, that's it. That's all. Yeah, it's just when you're chilling. Don't look at it when you're doing anything else, but it'll be stapled together. And it'll be double sided. So we're saving the trees.
It'll be stapled.
It'll be very nice, yeah. And then the second thing is a set of alphabet magnets, but it's the Russian alphabet, so go ahead and learn Russian. But don't learn
Cyrillic?
It too good. Don't learn it too good, otherwise the government will come after you.
Yeah, don't learn good, yes.
Oh, it's called Cyrillic?
The alphabet.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that just for Russia?
Russian and like other languages, like the Eastern Ukraine? Europe.
Oh, that's interesting. Wait, so in Ukraine, do they speak Russia or Ukrainian?
Ukrainian? I don't know.
God. Everyone should just speak English. Anyway.
All right. Words to live by.
they are. I stand by that. And the third thing is some coupons to Whataburger.
Oh, shit.
Buy one, get one, honey butter chicken biscuit.
That's a pretty cool coupon. If you buy one, you get one?
Yeah, dude. That's insane. But they're only valid through the end of next week, so you better... And there's 100 coupons in there, so you really need to get 200 honey butter chicken biscuits and just put them in your freezer. They don't go bad, so you'll be fine.
No, they're made out of plastic.
Yeah, it'll be fine, so don't even worry. What's our offer code this week, Shiba?
It'll be fine, don't even worry.
It'll be fine, don't even worry.
Yeah.
No apostrophe. Okay, perfect. So just, you know how to use a coupon code. I don't need to give you these instructions anymore.
Yeah, guys, squarespace.com.
Okay. And then et cetera. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. And you can also follow our Twitter at Night Cheese Pod.
Yeah.
And Shippa's been tweeting up a storm while she's been in Florida, learning to be a Disney princess. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I'll continue to do a thunderstorm of Twitter.
Yeah, you better.
I'm going to do a Twitter.
Oh, my God. This does not look good.
yes. So, please do subscribe to us.
Thank you for listening. iTunes. Gracias para escuchando. I think that's thank you for listening in Spanish. I'm going to need someone to verify that for me. So,
yeah.
Okay. Tweet at us. Okay. Please leave us a review on iTunes. Please.
Please.
And that's all for now. Until next time.
Don't miss us too much.
Yours XOXO. Truly. Yes.
Yes, girl.
Thank you for listening and good night.
Cheese.
Cheese.